Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, tech executive, consultant, advisor, coach, and today our subject is company generations. Working with executives, I have realized that there are certain patterns that come over again and again. And you can see that some issues and problems that companies go over are problems that have happened in pretty much every other client I've worked with. And a part of that is understanding the concept of company generations, which is something I use with my clients to help them understand how their team is going to evolve and move when you look at the time axis. Startups often have employees behaving in cohorts or generations. The founding team usually sticks together, bad hires aside, and stay on for over 4 years on average as they keep getting promoted. The next generations, though, usually every 12 to 18 months, tend to quit at around the same time, with the industry average of 2.5 to 3 years. For companies that go through rapid growth, the generations after 100 employees or so are very different than the earlier ones regarding the type of challenges they seek, how risk-averse they are, and similar attributes. These latter generations tend to stick around for longer as they are usually looking for more stability. So you need to be aware of the phenomenon so you can then plan ahead and realize how many employees will be sticking around in the next year to come as you're planning your budgeting and hiring efforts. What positions are at more risk? What should you be staffing up right now? And as part of that, I always talk to my clients about generational gaps and lost generation. The generational gap is that when you realize that different company generations behave differently and so might not be able to work seamlessly without conscious effort. For example, and you know, I'm not talking about boomers versus millennials. I'm talking about something I see regularly in companies as they grow. The earlier generations have more autonomy baked in. They have been accustomed to the thinking that allows them to do whatever needs to be done. They will go and knock on the right door and ask the question instead of going through the bureaucratic route, or they won't go up the chain of command, they'll simply go down the corridor. Those are the early generations, while the younger generations need autonomy to be fostered. It is natural for younger generations to develop a dependency on the older ones and for the elders to have a hero complex, which I've talked about in a previous episode. These are all matters that need to be addressed in order to fortify your team's organizational skeleton. You have to keep in mind that with every new generation, with every single cohort, you will have to perform more conscious effort in order to cultivate the right autonomy that your culture should be optimizing for. And you need to make sure that the dependency on the previous generations is kept at bay. You cannot allow your newer people to always be so dependent on others that they are not able to complete tasks end to end, even after they've been at the company for over 6 months. Both because this dependency means that they do not cultivate the right total ownership, and because you will eventually see your generations moving forward, and then you might be suffering from what I call the lost generation. The lost generation is the concept that you might see that a majority of people from the same generation or cohort end up leaving the company at around the same time. If that happens, by the way, it does not mean that your company is doing worse than it used to. Earlier generations are more risk-averse, might have been in the company for long enough that they just want to move on, and simply sometimes do not adapt to the cultural changes. And so they tend to move forward and seek other companies and opportunities. That expands due to the social attributes of the generation. If everyone that came up to the team at the same time as you did are moving up or moving out, you will want to do the same. And what that might end up doing is that you will have a lost generation when the majority of a generation of a co-host have moved on. And so you might have a void because, first of all, this usually indicates several issues in the company that do need to be addressed. It might be due to morale. It might be due to hiring velocity. And if all that generation being lost is sudden, the company might end up critically hurt and lose its momentum. Lost generations also sometimes indicate a pivot, a change in culture, or the fact that you do not have a clear career ladder, whether a formal one or not, that people see they have where to move on to. They have something to aspire to. They have a goal for themselves. It's not enough to have simply a goal for the entire company sometimes. Some people need to be motivated by seeing where they themselves need to be pushing forward. What do they gain? And that is sometimes how a lost generation is created. And all that is to say that company generations is a concept that you should take the time right now. You know, my episodes are always like 8 minutes long, so you have spare time to stop now and consider how is my team going to shape up in the next 6 to 12 months. Consider the different generations, consider how their trajectory is going to look like. Those who are not currently up for a promotion are not being positively enforced, do not understand what their future in the company looks like, those are the people who might end up leaving and creating a lost generation. Some of the overhead in managing your engineering team might stem from the generational gap because those more autonomous people you hired first are now outnumbered, and you have to enact more discipline and shape the culture so that you have that autonomy in everyone else. Keep that in mind, plan the budget right, know what churn you need to be expecting, and hopefully you're gonna have a world-class engineering team soon enough. That's it for this week. As always, I invite you to join the best newsletter for tech executives online, and that's not just me saying. The link is in the show notes. Thank you for joining me, and talk soon.